Welcome back to Black Hollywood Lives Reality Check. Amber Rose will be on the new season of Dancing with the Sluts. I'm sorry, Dancing with the Stars. And we're going to be talking about Young Jock's new Just For Me ad. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Lives Reality Check.
Welcome back, guys. This is going to be a truly messy show. 10th of season, right? We're getting into, like, fall.
Is that messy time?
Kind of, you know, it's girl, reality check.
365 days a year.
Welcome back. I am Ashley Gray. Join with me, DJ Jesse Janity. Shout out to Corinne. She'll be back with us hopefully next week. Let's get right into it. So Amber Rose will be, or it's rumored that she will be on the next season of Dancing with the Stars. Are we here for, or can we just say no thank you? Thanks for reaching out.
Reality X.
So, why are you not here for it?
Girl, like, first of all,
can you dance?
I mean, I don't watch Dancing with the Stars, period, one, so that's why I'm not here for it. But I mean, girl, get your coin. Was Kim Kardashian ever on Dancing with the Stars?
No. I mean, I just feel like if Amber Rose was on Dancing with the Stars, she would
Anyone
be on for,
a
like,
star.
A couple of like
she might be able
episodes.
To dance. I don't know about seeing her do like a foxtrot tango or something.
I'm just not here for it. She's not really interesting. I mean, her talk show was enough for me to go to sleep. I'm just waking up from that. It was like I was in a coma. I just would rather not. She recently did an interview and she couldn't recall how many sexual partners that she did have.
I also saw Erica Mena is coming at her because she doesn't like the slut walk.
I know.
The word slut.
I mean, you know what? I am not one to judge. Only on Reality Check do I. So, like, by book definition, yes, she is a slut. But if she wants to be, let her be. You feel me? If you want to be...
Let her be.
The princess of cock, then allow her to be so. Mm. Honey, she is a queen, honestly.
It's an award show right there.
Give her a throne. Give her a throne.
Well, from one daytime talk... Well, nighttime talk show to a day. Ooh, ex-daytime. Tamar and Vince were in the news this week.
Honey, first of all,
honey,
I can't.
This is The Walking Dead or something? I'm like, Linda.
As soon as I heard that Vince Herbert supposedly, allegedly bit her finger,
girl,
I'm
been
like,
hungry. He might have been
hungry.
And
he would have bit her entire hand off. He's not just going for fingertips. Or fingers, he's going for the index finger, the middle finger, the thumb, the pinky, the hand, the arm. He could have swallowed her whole.
I mean, girl, maybe he just needed like a midnight snack. But apparently at the Atlanta Ritz-Carlton, a 911 call was placed.
911, dispatcher, how can I help you?
I'm having a domestic dispute between Miss Tamar Braxton
what'd she do? What'd
Vince
she do?
Herbert.
What'd she do?
She claims he bit her finger. She's here.
Was
and
he hungry?
He
was
left.
He, hungry?
He left in a cab. There's no ambulance. She didn't request an ambulance, but she does request that an officer come. Well, I have an inside source.
What?
Or a friend who was at Disneyland this week here in Mata, California, and saw Tamar and Vince. And my friend's mother said out loud at the Frozen the Musical as they were all sitting in the VIP section because
right.
My friend's mama can't tone it down, her commentary. She should actually come here on Reality Check. She said, her finger looked fine to me. All of them.
Well, you know what?
I'm like,
Vince,
a Band-Aid or something.
Vince and Tay Tay are pretty messy. Or but recently, they have been extremely messy. I'm here for it. I live for it. I wake up and breathe it.
Really?
I do, but it's getting kind of boring. I'm going to need him to bite her ear next time.
Like,
give me a little
like,
Tyson. You know, my Tyson.
They're trying to make up a Lifetime
story. Yeah, like, you guys are trying to make up stories, and it's giving me Lifetime, and I need messy, like, VH1. Or give me some Centric or TV1 at least,
wait, what?
Honey. Something. They're boring. I need something else. Like, if you're going to be dramatic, give me it all. I'm X-ing this story because it wasn't good enough.
Nope.
I'm totally against domestic violence, but...
It's like, who were we talking about last week? Using damn TMZ as your production company.
Yeah, I'm just over it.
Stop it. Using the shade room. Like, stop.
Well, do you want to stop this? The Gay Bachelor! Finding Prince charming. Lance Bass is going to be hosting.
Oh, I was like, he's married.
Spinoff, right? Or I wouldn't say a spinoff. It's just The Gay Bachelor is what it is. And Logo announced it is going to be coming on in the fall, and it's some guys who hope to fall in love. Are you here for it?
Sure. I mean, it's crazy.
Would you go on The Gay Bachelor?
No.
Why?
First of all, I told you, my roommate be watching all these shows now, and it just be amazing me that people really be putting themselves on. I wouldn't trust nobody. I'd be like, you're from LA casting.
But you would be you would be like the messy one on the show, but not like messy in a good way.
I think I would be really boring on a reality show.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't know if I would get along with a lot of people.
You would be like Chad on the last season of The Bachelorette, who like everybody came for and because he was just like, no, this is stupid. Like, but he kept it so real, and everyone was like, well, bro, like, why are you here then if you're gonna like, but
and like
Chad,
that's the other thing, like I would have to be The Bachelor, like, because if I'm there and I'm like, oh, he ain't cute, I'd be like,
well, they haven't announced who this bachelor is, but I think that Lance Bass is the perfect host for this, besides Ryan Seacrest, who still has not come out the closet. We're waiting, we see you. It is a glass door. So I think he's perfect. I'm watching.
It's so crazy. The gays got a bachelor before the blacks.
Well, we had that whack one on WeTV.
So speaking of whack, Young Jock apparently is going to be in the new Lifetime movie titled Ain't Nobody Got Time for That. Because on Thursday, he was trending on Twitter as he changed his hair, he claims, for a big-time movie role. Big screen, hashtag big screen.
Was it The Temptations 2016?
Girl.
You know what? I'm here for it. Let me explain why. Black women change their hair more than they change their draws, okay? And
girl, you're telling on yourself.
Why do we criticize other people because they want to do it? Like, if he want to blow his hair out, get him a press and curl, get him a perm, then more power to you.
But I'm just like, why would you go to Mama D's hairstylist?
My question is, though, are you going to go swimming? Do you feel how I be feeling now?
Well, first of all, Young Jock don't even take showers. He takes what he calls bird baths after he be out doing the most. he came out to say, I knew y'all was going to throw all the shade.
Honey.
But I know how blessed I am.
Edges are blessed because they were look better than mine.
Never scared to be the center of attention. I knew y'all was going to talk about it. I won.
Did you?
All right, girl. You MTV VMAs, girl.
I like his press and go. I mean, I think it's real cute. It reminds me of how black men styled their hair back in the day. And I don't see anything necessarily wrong with it. I won't criticize him. I don't think that he's gay because he decided to blow out his hair. I mean, he is allowed to be different, and I applaud that.
It's like when Snoop Dogg be dressing like the auntie.
Honey, right? That's my aunt. That my auntie. Ain't no, can't nobody tell me that Snoop Dogg is not my auntie. That my auntie. But I will say that I just want to know what kind of edge control you use, Jock. Let me know. Like, I'm just all about it because she needs some. I mean,
reality check.
So Katy Perry.
Who?
Reached Katy Perry.
Why are we talking about Katy Perry?
Because she reached out to someone who thought that they were dating her. So have you seen the show Catfish?
Yeah.
I love that show. It's so messy. It's so messy. So apparently this guy legit thought that he was dating Katy Perry for 6 years.
Wait.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis.
Please explain this.
Honey. Wait, did I go to seven? Uno, dos, tres.
Can you just explain this?
Fuckery.
Like,
So basically he just really, really thought that he was dating Katy Perry.
That can't be a true statement. Like, that can't be a true...
He legit thought. The girl was actually a super Katy Perry fan, so she was able to pull this...
Oh, he was dating someone that looked like Katy Perry.
Well, the thing about catfishing is that you don't necessarily meet the person. You just, it's kind of like an online thing.
Right.
So he legit thought that he was dating the superstar.
So
and
for
Katy
6 years.
Yeah.
Like in all these other relationships, like that we see in the tabloids.
The girl was slick And she got away with it until recently. And Katy Perry reached out and was just like, I'm so sorry. Like, no one deserves to go through that. And
did she go on Catfish?
No.
Oh, I was like.
Honey, she was like.
I'm like, lower your standards. Honey, I thought your single was called Rise.
No, she didn't go on the show. But I really do like the show. I think it's really interesting.
I saw the one with Machine Gun Kelly. Mm-hmm. Did you see that one?
Yeah.
That was messy. That was like. But I
Catfish
just,
is so
it blows
messy.
My mind. It
Have you ever been catfished?
Yes.
Do tell.
I mean, it's just, I live, well, like, when I first, I mean, me being gay, like, back in the day, you didn't go out to, like, a club. Well, I didn't go out to, like, a club or anything. I didn't know how to meet boys. So you'd be online, and all of a sudden you'd be talking to someone, then all of a sudden you see the same picture in California, Detroit, Michigan. You like, Linda, listen.
Well, honestly, truly, I was catfished before, but it was the same person. He just was ugly in real life, and his pictures were cute. So when we met up, I'm like, are
Girl,
you
that's
the
not
uncle?
Catfish, that's a dogfish.
I'm like, are you the uncle, cousin? Where he at? I'm so confused. But yeah, that ended abruptly.
Well, anyways, if you guys check out that Young Jock, ain't nobody got time for that on Lifetime, you may see this other Lifetime movie. Lifetime apparently decided to pick up the Britney Spears biopic, which she is not here for. 2 hours. The star is, her name is going to be Natasha Bassett, who will be playing Britney as the lead. It's going to focus on her career, her parents' divorce, and the split with Justin. And Britney has nothing to do with this. The camp wants that to be very well known. I'm like, so are they going to use her music? Can they use her music?
Who's behind this? Wendy? Wendy Williams?
Does she do all the Lifetimes?
Who knows? But that Aaliyah one?
Girl, that Aaliyah, that, well, the Whitney one wasn't horrid. It wasn't horrid.
The Whitney one?
The Whitney
I'm
one.
I'm not here for any of them. Anyone that, anytime they fail, I blame Wendy.
Well, and on another side note, Miss Team USA, Simone Biles, wants Zendaya to play her in a biopic. And the interviewer was like, well, she's really tall. And she said, so what? People tell me I look tall on camera all the time.
I think that Simone was just being very cheeky. I don't think that she really wants Zendaya to play her. I think she was just being cheeky.
Why would you say that then?
Because
you couldn't
know
think of another young girl to play you?
I think that even her, like, her crush on Zac Efron, like, I just think that she's young and these are the people who she looks up to. So she's not really thinking, like if I was her age, I'd be like, oh my gosh, I would love if, like, Britney Spears would be, like, because that's someone who was always in the media and I really liked. Or, like, I would love if, like, Brandy was, like, so I don't necessarily think that she was, like, oh my gosh, Zendaya, she looks just like me. Like, this is going to be awesome. It was just like, yeah, like, have Zendaya do it. And I think that she gave her, like, a really funny and cheeky rebuttal when she was like, well, I'm tall, too. Some people say that I look tall on TV. She know good and well she like 4'11". So I think that it was cute. I didn't take it seriously. Some people took it very offensively. I'm like,
yeah, like, calm down.
Can y'all take a nap? Like, I just cannot with half of the people. Let us know what you think. Hashtag BHR Reality Check. Do you think that Simone Biles was indeed keeping it all the way serious when she wanted Zendaya to play her in her biopic?
Girl, speaking of serious, whoosh. Did you do this yet, Miss DraftKings, with your football knowledge that you have?
You know what?
She gonna tell me her computer broke it. Well, that's fine, because that leaves $5 million up to y'all. So if you guys watch football, and even if you don't, apparently you guys can go to DraftKings.com right now to choose your players in a fantasy football league. It's super easy, super simple. There's $5 million up for grabs if you guys join this. You guys can seriously cash out in the first week. So use the code GEEK. We changed it.
Changed it.
That means you might get a different surprise. So use the code GEEK at DraftKings.com and choose your fantasy football team, and you have the chance to win $5 million.
And when you get that $5 million, come and take us out.
Because... And we'll give you a kiki of your life.
So speaking of kikis or KKK.
Oh.
KKK. Kim Kardashian recently changed her hair to blonde, and it's
that means
always
she got a nose job.
Exactly. Let's talk. Let's discuss what's on her face that's about to mysteriously change, honey. What is it? Is it her lips? Her nose? Did she get a facelift? Is she gonna come out in a week or two looking like I don't know.
Madagascar.
What do we think is going to change?
Girl, I don't know. This shit, I mean, with these girls out here, it's like Miss Potato Head. You just never know what they're going to plug in, change.
Speaking of the Kardashian-Jenner family, Blac Chyna is not looking, her pregnancy is not, how do you think she's looking during this entire pregnancy?
I haven't seen her because I'm not Googling it. I don't follow any of them. I don't. Girl, I only do the reality-ish here.
Her butt looks
in the studio.
So horrible.
But girl, is like, she pregnant? I'm not going to judge
like
a pregnant
the same
woman.
Size of, as her stomach.
I mean,
it's just really, I just can't.
Girl, you better watch yourself because when
honey,
you have a
she
baby.
She doesn't have fake butt, okay? I don't have no fake booty. That's the problem.
Wait, Blac Chyna has a fake butt? Oh, okay. I believe it. I'm just got question.
Yes.
I don't know. Black. I don't like. I know Amber Rose, Blac Chyna. Like I know they were like side chicks to me. You know what I mean?
Well,
and now
Black
all of a
is no
media,
longer a side chick. She
I mean,
is going to be
it.
The,
she
queen
the queen
of the dynasty.
I understand
honey.
That. But I don't be paying. I don't. I'm not here. I don't be. Yeah.
Well, you know I mean? Think
but
that
Blac Chyna's cute, so and she's pregnant, so like, girl.
Someone
like,
said that.
Hopefully, Nikki takes all her stuff out, so when she get pregnant by Meek Mill, maybe she is pregnant right now. And that's
who?
Why we haven't seen
who,
her.
Who?
Nicki Minaj, but that's not true because she's performing tonight at the VMAs.
Yeah, but she may do a surprise like Beyonce did and be like pregnant.
Not on the stage with Ariana Grande. You know, shade Ariana Grande.
Speaking of, Big Sean did a huge upgrade getting with Jeannie. Isn't it Jeannie? Aiko.
Janae Aiko.
Janae, whatever. Upgrade, because I couldn't no longer with Disney Channel. I'm done with her.
Ariana?
Yes!
Leave Ariana alone.
I'm going to leave her alone. I'm not going to be that person, but I'm just,
leave
I love...
her pony alone.
Okay, whatever.
If she got a damn pony, though, whoever your marketing director is or what needs
I'm
to be
I'm sick of her playing with My Little Ponies.
You grow look, up! Literally, like, I fuck with you, Ariana, but the thing is like, you look like you should not be dating anyone above the age of 18.
No.
Like, you look like I can't have certain... you look like you shouldn't be watching our show.
Yeah.
Like, I should call your mother and be like, Ariana is watching this and I don't know if it's really appropriate for
her.
But I love her. I think she's a great vocalist. She's a cute performer. Like, I think she's a cute performer. Mm-hmm. But the thing is like, they always gotta dress like the fucking Jetsons out here with the fucking ponytail and that fucking plastic ass skirt. And I'm just like, girl.
I am so interested to see what these costumes are gonna look like tonight on the VMAs.
Well, we're gonna talk about that in reality check. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to talk about this. Miss Sierra got herself a new job because we heard that she got fired from her record label. L.A. Reid dropped her like the mic.
L.A., why you do that?
Why you gonna go and do that, little ma? So Sierra apparently on Sunday, September 11th, on ABC, Miss America, she will be one of the judges, and this has to be one of the most fuckery of judges I have ever seen.
Really?
I'm just like, who? What kind of? Okay, you want a younger demographic? Sierra to me is the only one that really makes sense.
Let's list them.
Shark Tanks, Mark Cuban.
I like him. I'm here for it.
I like him.
I love him.
And here's the why I do like. He's like the only one that I can be like, okay.
He's like the Simon. He's going to be like the Simon from.
And he'll keep it real.
Yeah, he'll keep it completely real. I'm here for that.
He's
who
here,
else?
He knows brands and all that.
Yes.
Gabby Douglas. Love her. Why?
The only reason that I'm here for it is because
Miss America
she's received so much criticism about how she looks and how she's supposed to look. So I'm interested to know what her critique or her opinion of the ladies is going to be. I think she's like maybe, I think she's under 18. She's definitely not.
I can't.
But I'm here for it, though.
Okay. Singer-actress Laura Morano from the Disney Channel.
We're done with that. We already have Gabby. We don't need this one. Next.
Sarah Foster from VH1's Barely Famous.
We're gone because you're barely famous. Next. We're gone. They're done.
And then Chris Harrison will return as host. What's he from The Bachelor?
Yeah, I love Chris Harrison. He's awesome.
Okay.
But honestly, I would have loved Chris Harrison and Sierra co-hosting together.
I would have wanted Sierra as a host.
Because I think that she's really great and she has the personality, but
and
it's never
slays.
Too over the top.
Yep.
And she's beautiful.
She's gracious.
Yeah.
I live
for
Miss
Sierra.
I need
to take a couple of notes. Grace, never too over the top. Honey, that's just me, honey. I can't, Tony, damn.
Not on a Sunday.
Not on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday.
Well,
maybe
so make
Saturday.
Sure you guys check that out. Sunday, September 11th on ABC.
Definitely here for it. So let's move on to Reality X or Reality Check. Have you been watching Bachelor in Paradise?
Yes.
I live for it every Monday.
But I think I'm like late because
Tuesday.
I watch it on Hulu.
Literally, like, the tables have turned. Like, now these contestants are making up their own rules. Ashley, who I think is so freaking gorgeous, who is in love with Jared, who is in love with Kayla, is so messy. And Kayla's a biatch. She's such a douche. I do not like her. She backstabbed Ashley, went on a date with Jared. Now she's, like, in love with Jared all of a sudden. But then Ashley didn't get a rose, okay? So then they kicked her off. Here she goes. She always crying. She came back crying like, guys, I just don't want to go. Like, I need a second chance. And they let her stay.
See, like, you're right, Ashley. Like, I don't know if me going on one of them shows. Like,
it's so
because the
it's
thing
so
is,
messy.
Is, like, there was, I forget what show it was, but the guy, like, fucked a girl. I think it was Dating Naked. He fucked a girl. Then the next day went on a new date with someone.
Yeah.
Fucked her. That's... And then went on back to the other, ended up with the first girl that he fucked, but was like, like the Russell Stover just tasting all fucking Panda Express. Can I have a sample? And
you
I'm just
what?
Over here like my attitude, like I wouldn't want that on. Yeah, no,
I would definitely go on one of these dating shows. I think it's really fun. I don't know how messy I would be, but I
you
think
would
I would
be
have
messy fun.
I think Ashley is so
what?
Awesome. I'm not gonna do that because a cuter version of all of that. A cuter version because they're not gonna do me like they did Jubilee.
Girl.
She's not gonna get done like that. She's not.
X-Men.
Honey. But anyway, Couple was canceled after only one season. The host was Terrence J. And you know what? He played me because on the carpet at the Teen Choice Awards, I was like, oh my goodness, I love Coupled. You're going to have, like, I'm obsessed with it. He was like, I'm going to get you on season two. I'm like, okay, great. He knew it wasn't going to be no season two.
No, first of all, is he a producer on the show?
He's the host. But he also is one of the producers. Not the executive producer, but he could have pulled some strings.
Okay. Well, clearly he couldn't.
Yeah, right.
Kylie Jenner's in the news, or
why?
At least on Instagram, where she believes that she has appropriated once again, and she has created the perfect nude for dark skin tones.
Saw that.
She has three new colors, and this one, for all you chocolate ladies out there, is called Brown Sugar. Are you here for it?
You know what? The only reason that I am here
next
for
next, she's going to be coming in with the Kylie braids. She's going to have that wig on. Ashley's going to have her edges. Ashley's going to come in perfect next
Kylie,
week.
Send me a wig. I will gladly wear it until all my edges and them follicles fall out. Okay? Let me just say that I am here
although
for...
Although I would die if we both really... Can we really see if we can find those and come in one day with them?
No, Kylie needs to send it to us. I'm not going to buy it.
How am I going to reach out to Kylie Jenner? Like,
we'll figure it out because Justin Skye is one of her best friends.
Who is that?
That's the dark skin girl in the picture. That's why I'm here for. Because Kylie, yes, she made a perfect nude color for dark skin girls. But she didn't just say that. She actually used her friends, and I'm pretty sure, yeah, to prove the point, and I'm pretty sure that she had them tested out. So that's the only reason I'm here for. She's like, hey, and she probably was talking to her homegirl, like, girl, like,
how do I get the community to love me again?
How do I do it? Like, I've been reaching out. I'm dating a black man.
Makeup.
I played with Little King. What's his name? Because there was recently, she was had a little, they were doing putt-putt.
And, like, Black China and her are cool and all
yeah.
that stuff.
Awkward. But I'm here for it. I would try it out if it was sent to me for free, but would I buy it? No.
Mm. I went to a strip club for the first time
yes,
last night.
Yes, bitch. I missed it yesterday.
Girl.
I know. I
do
was
do you
want to
hear the tea?
What's...
You guys want to hear my strip club experience?
Where was it?
Spearmint Rhino.
Oh, that sounds like...
Off Oxnard. Like, girl, let me tell y'all what happened. So first of all, fine, we reality checking Kylie Jenner's lip. All right.
I'm gonna reality check it.
But so before we get into this next one, but so here's what happened. So I was at an event, a party, a going away party for an After Buzzer. Check out our sister site, AfterBuzz TV. And all of a sudden someone came up and was like, oh, let's go to a strip club. Now, mind you, it was me, another gay guy, and one straight guy, and then 10 girls. So we find out that six of us had never been to a strip club. Have you ever been to a strip club?
Yeah.
Oh, you were gonna lie.
I was, but I forgot I was on Reality Check, and I gotta keep it real. So I was about to lie, y'all, but then I was like, okay, yeah, I have.
So whatever, they're like, okay, we're gonna go to this strip club. I'm sitting here holding my cross, like I'm gonna have to.
Was it a gay strip club or was it a straight club?
Do they have gay? Because if they had a gay strip club like that, I would.
Yeah, they have gay strip clubs. They have them everywhere in Boytown.
What's Boytown?
WeHo.
Go where? They do not have a strip club.
We'll talk offline.
Oh, okay. Secret society. So, whatever. So, we get to this place, and mind you, strip clubs are expensive.
And let me just make this point. Some of the strippers at straight strip clubs are gay.
Okay, keep going. They ain't giving me no lap dance. Mm. So, mind you, first of all, strip clubs, wicked expensive, and this one was way too expensive for the amenities that they had. They didn't have amenities. First of all, they had no liquor inside. That was like, because it was a full nude bar.
Full nude?
Girl. Honey, I felt like I was at Arby's last night. Roast beef.
How much was it to get in?
It was like $40 to get inside.
I would probably stand outside.
But the thing was, I had never been. It was like a group of us. Let's experience it.
Nope, that's so my life.
So here
bill.
We are. No, I mean like for real. I but like had to check my that's account gas. This morning and cry. But so we go inside and there was no one in there. So we get this group and we're sitting in front and all of a sudden these strippers are coming out and they're just topless at first. And it was like, oh, okay, it's cute. Like the music was like chilling. I felt like I was watching like a Jeremiah video. Like the girls just on the poles like.
Oh, this was girls?
Yeah.
I thought it was guys.
No, not at all. We all went to a straight strip club. So we're sitting there, we're watching, we're tipping and all this stuff. And we get. You get a token for a lap dance. And I had to like erase it from my mind, like, these are tokens, which means they're reused. And like, yeah, I'm like, are these washed? You know what I mean? Like hydrogen peroxide, like what's tea? And so one of my friends was like, go get a lap dance, because I was a little bit nervous. And so I walked up to this girl and I hold the poker chip out and I say, I don't know how to do this. I was like, do I just give this to you? And like, or do I tell you to like come in that room over there? Like, and I was like, I've never been to a strip club before. And she was like, are you serious? I was like, yeah, I've never been to a strip club. She's like, okay, well, yeah, just I'll take this and just follow me. And I was like, well, wait. Now, if you guys watch This Week or any AfterBuzz show that I do with Courtney Stewart. Courtney was with me. And I was like, well, wait, can she come with me? I was nervous. I needed a partner. So Courtney comes in with me. Courtney had to give her token because she was like, I don't need no lap dance. I'll just sit here and watch Jesse. So the girl starts dancing on me. Now, I've never been to a strip club before, and I'm a very respectable person. Child of Christ, okay? So as I'm in the devil's playground lair. And so I'm sitting there. The girl was so nice. She was so sweet. Her name was Venus. And purple hair. Purple hair. Real cute little titties. And so she was topless inside there. And she was like, so what do you want? And I was like, well, what do you mean? Like, what kind of dances do you do? And I was like, I mean, because my thing was, this was like very LA. I wanted like some booty strip. I wanted to be like, booty, 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 booty. It wasn't like that. They were like too like skinny, no booties, little titties. I'm not here for that. But she was really cute. Shout out to Venus. And hopefully you're watching, because I did tell her where I was going to be tomorrow. So she starts dancing on me and she starts taking my hands and like rubbing them on her. And I was like, oh.
Did you tell her that you were gay?
Yeah, no. So actually, before we start, I said to her, I was like, oh, well. She was like, so you've really never been to a strip club before? I was like, no, girl, I'm gay. Like, I don't need to be up here. Like, she was like, so are you really gay? I was like, yeah. And she was like, well, so really anything I do isn't going to turn you? I was like, absolutely not. But I'm here for it. It's an experience. Let's go. So she starts dancing on me. And I'm not touching her. I'm just like, oh, my gosh. Courtney's dying laughing. She takes my hand. She's like rubbing her. Her waist was snatched, which I did tell her that in the moment. And then she tells me, she's like, you can grab me. You can touch me. She was like, actually, you should slap my ass. I was like, oh, I can? She's like, yeah, slap me. I was like, well, I don't want to be disrespectful. And so she started dying laughing, and it was just really interesting. So I got on my lap dance. We go back. We're tipping. I was making it rain on bitches, and my night was ruined because the last stripper that had gone up, I don't know if it was the last one, but it was the last one for us. She was a porn star, so the other strippers didn't like her because they felt like she was not classy for a stripper. Mm-hmm. And so she was a porn star, and she brings out her DVDs, her rolled up posters. Yo, I have never experienced, well, clearly, but she gets on this thing that looks like the Beyonce partition, and she puts her leg up, and she slowly spit on her clitoris and pulled a poster out of her vagina and gave it to a man and like rubbed it on his face, and he like put it in his mouth, and then she rolled up another one, slowly spit on it again, inserted it into her stuff, and had all these different guys like pulling posters, hats, DVDs out of her vagina. And I was just like, this is the gayest thing I've ever seen, because you guys are all like swapping spit with the with other men here. And so she kept doing the spit thing, and at that point we were like, we're gonna leave. But there was this one guy who was there, and he had a thing of roses. He was just waiting for this one girl to perform, and she was freaked out, and she wasn't going to perform, and so he got upset, and he went outside, apparently, and he was, like, jerking off in his car.
This is the nastiest strip club experience that I've ever sat and listened to. I'm going to reality X that entire situation. And I'm so unfortunate that I can't get those, like, 2 minutes back in my life.
I'm so mad that I'm never going to get out of my head. Yeah, and for you listening on iTunes, that was me spitting. That was just like, girl. Well, but like, my thing was, I just wish I had a lot of money, because I just wanted to save all the babies. That's how I felt. Like, girl, I wanted to be like, Venus, you don't belong here.
Well, one thing that I would also like to get out of my head is Donald Trump's recent tweet in regards to Dwayne Wade's unfortunate loss. One of his cousins was killed back in his hometown, and Donald Trump took this upon himself as an opportunity to endorse himself. So he tweeted out, Dwayne Wade's cousin was just shot and killed walking her baby in Chicago. Just what I have been saying. African Americans will vote Trump. And done.
Wait, what?
It's just really unfortunate that this is someone who is running for president of the United States. I am going to reality X the fact that he would even tweet something out like this. I do get what he's trying to do and what he's trying to say, but the way he goes about these things,
what's
are
he trying
just
to say?
Well,
because
I'm completely paraphrasing here, but he tweeted out earlier in the week that, you know, African Americans basically should vote for me because you don't have any jobs, your education sucks, your housing sucks, and you're poor, basically. Now, I didn't take that offensively. Like, and I'm probably like the 1% that doesn't.
So
and
he was using this as
a way, yeah, as an example. Oh, yeah. And when I read that, I didn't take it as, oh, I should be offended. It was more so like, okay, well, let me think about education in Black communities. Let me think about, and of course, you can't speak for all Black people. Like, every Black person is not poor. Every Black person does not have a lack of education. However, he does make some valid points, but the way he goes about it is just completely wrong, and I'm in no way endorsing him. I don't even necessarily endorse Hillary Clinton, but I'm going to choose the best candidate, which I'm not going to say who, but
he points to Democrats for inner city problems. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Look at Jonathan joining the conversation.
Yeah, so it's really interesting, and, you know, I just think that was a poor choice on his behalf, on his part, and yeah, among others. So
wait, so I was online today. I wish I sent it in. There was this meme, and it was of Donald Trump, and it said, "The only reason Donald Trump is watching the Olympics is to see how high Mexicans can pole vault." I died.
Apparently, he has changed his stance in that regard, and he's going to consider allowing immigrants to have been here to continue living here, and that he promises to work with them. What that means, I don't know. And that was a loose quote. So, anyways, I'm going to reality X that. That was ridiculous, and my heart goes out to Dwayne Wade and his family.
All right, my thing is the VMAs are tonight. Rihanna's getting the Video Vanguard Award. She'll be opening up the show, and I'm like, off the album that you did hardly any promotion for, or you did all the promotion for, and then when it came out, it was like, flat tire.
I heard Frank Ocean's album was a flat tire too.
Well, here's the thing. It's actually, no, it's good, but it's just kind of like...
I heard it was whack.
No, it's not whack. Whack isn't a word I would use for
it. I'm not a fan of Frank Ocean, so I never listened to it. I'm
first
just
of
like,
all... Okay. I don't need you to talk about my bae friend like
I'm
that.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, thank you. bitches want to get clocked when they leave the studio. I'm just saying.
So, Rihanna.
So, anyways, my boyfriend, his album is not whack. It's cute. But I would have, you know, it's been a wait. I would have liked a little more of a diverse sound on the album. But I just feel like now that he's on his own label, we'll get that from the future from him. But no, this it's not.
I'm excited for Beyonce's performance tonight.
What is she performing?
She's performing at the VMAs, I thought. I don't know what she's performing.
I heard that it might be a Prince tribute, and I'm like...
If it is, I'm here for that, because I'm over formation. If she get in formation, no, honey, oh, if she get in one formation...
I can't wait the formation.
Formation I'm
but
done.
A song formation, I would love for her to do, like, 6-inch heels.
No, I'm done with that, too.
No, I'm not done with that. I didn't go to the tour, okay?
Me either.
I'm going to go on the 14th.
Wait, you're going to... What? What? I'm gonna go.
Let's go.
Okay.
Bitch, talk about if I see formation one more time, but she gonna pay the $75 to come.
Oh, it's only $75?
Girl, I mean.
Where are we sitting at?
I mean, in where we can be drunk. Where we can sneak the liquor in.
We gonna be in a parking lot. $75.
That's fine. Don't play though. Where was the Teen Choice Awards?
Well.
Where was
it? Oh, wait,
what,
the Forum?
That's not where it is.
Oh.
But the Forum be the best place to, if you know that there's a concert there, you don't need to buy tickets because you can hear the whole shit, right? If you
and
just wait across the street.
Yeah.
But no, so Beyonce's going to do that. We got Britney's going to be performing with G-Eazy. Yeah, but I don't know because it's the Make Me song. And I wish it, there's actually a couple good songs off her album. Like, could you perform that? G-Eazy, like, Britney, you just going
to I feel like she's trying to get the black vote.
With a white rapper?
Well, he's trying to get the black vote, too. Hello, Justin Timberlake. didn't he succeed and then left us, honey?
MTV tweeted something where they said they can't wait for Rita Ora to make an appearance tonight.
We're done. I can wait. And Kim Kardashian tweeted out, oh, I'm so excited to be presenting, but she, like, would not tell us exactly who she's presenting for, but it's not Kanye West. She didn't confirm that. She was just like, it's someone who I'm totally obsessed with.
I hope it's not Rihanna.
Well, word on the street is that it's either Beyonce or I forget who the other one is. But I'm like,
or
Beyonce.
She won't know who she's presenting. Well, like, video of the year is like, Hello, Hotline Bling, Formation.
Come on, the beat.
And then a Rihanna one. But I'm just like, I feel like
I need
Beyonce. I feel like Formation has to win the video of the year. Yeah, I mean, come on. Beyonce done stopped the Super Bowl. Like,
wait, Formation.
Okay, no ladies, never get information.
Because every time I think of a video, I think of that whole freaking album. I'm like, wait, what video? Which one? I'm like, are
the
we
seals
talking about?
At the beginning? Was she on top? Illuminati mess.
Y'all hate us corny with that Illuminati mix.
Got hot sauce in my bag.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm here for
I'm here for the VMAs, you know what I mean?
I'm
I feel like they're doing a lot of, like, YouTube stars. Joanne the Scammer's gonna be there.
Honestly, truly, I love her.
Caucasian.
Which is crazy. See, this is America 2016. You can become a celebrity. You know, F it. I'm about to just become a social media sensation like Jonah Scammer. Y'all gonna watch.
So yeah, I'll reality check it because I'm here to see it. And then next week, come back, we'll bring this back to reality check and X and we'll clock that T next week.
Yeah.
Because it can either go two ways. It's either going to be
There's no
real
gray
cute
area with the
VMAs. It's either going to be bomb as fuck or it's going to be like Young Jock's hair. Flat.
Well, you guys, let us know. Hashtag BHO Reality Check. Jesse, where can everyone find you?
Everywhere at DJJessieJ.com.
And everyone can find me everywhere at Ashley Gray TV. We will see you next week.
Bye, Felicia.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. Info at blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, Twitter, tweet us or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming at King XO Bay. Thanks for tuning in.
That's a mess, Maury.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.